This is KUW 94.9 Seattle Sound Stories, Sound Voices. I'm Emily Fox. Numbers from this year's homeless count are in. They show that yet again, more people are living without a home in Seattle and King County. KUW's Kate Walters is here with the details. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Give us a breakdown of the numbers.
So like you said, the numbers show that that has gone up, that population has gone up again. On a single night this January, there were more than 12,000 people counted as homeless in King County. So that includes people sleeping on the street, in tents, in cars and RVs, in shelters, and in transitional housing. And that count showed an extra 469 people over last year's count. So officials are saying while this is an increase, it's a smaller increase than we've seen in recent years.
Did the one-night homelessness count give us any other details besides these numbers?
Yeah, there are a couple of details, a few changes basically between this year and last year. So more than half of the people who were counted this year were sleeping outside on the streets, in tents, in RVs, places like that, instead of in shelters. And that's a change. Last year, the majority of people were sheltered during the count. On top of that, we're seeing way more of the people who are outside living in cars and RVs. So there were an extra 1,000 people living in vehicles in King County this year. And that went along with a slight dip in the number of people in tents and on the streets. So that basically just tells us there's a changing experience for those people who are living outside, and that we need to work out, the county and the city need to work out sort of how to best serve that growing population. On the bright side, the number of homeless veterans in King County actually went down this year by more than 30%. And there was also a decrease in the number of families with children on the streets and in shelters, and the number of unaccompanied minors who are homeless in the county. One thing that didn't change from this year, last year to this year, is the vast majority of people who are living outside are in Seattle. So about 4,500 people were counted on the city streets.
Why are we seeing some of these decreases?
Officials told me basically for these populations, there's been a collaborative and really coordinated approach towards helping them. And there's also been outside support. So for instance, there's a lot of federal funding at play for homeless veterans. And there's also state help with unaccompanied minors who are on the streets. So King County officials have said over and over again, we can't do this alone. And they said this year, this kind of shows that with help, we can make progress.
The homelessness count also gives us insight as to why people are homeless in Seattle and King County. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so as part of that process, the county does a survey. They surveyed about 1,000 homeless people after the count this year. And this year we saw sort of similar results to last year. So the biggest causes of homelessness that people reported were loss of a job, alcohol or drug use, eviction, and medical issues. Additionally, about 80% of the people who were surveyed said that they lived in Seattle or King County before becoming homeless, which is sort of a counter-narrative to some of the things that you hear. And 98% of the people asked said they would take safe and affordable housing if it were offered. Also worth noting, more than two-thirds of people who were surveyed said this wasn't their first time experiencing homelessness, so recurring periods of homelessness there. And of course, racial disparities are still a really big problem here. More than half of the people who were counted as homeless identified as people of color.
What do these new numbers tell us about the state of Seattle's and King County's homelessness crisis?
So like I said at the start, there's an increase, but it's a slower rate, officials are saying, than in recent years. So basically, they say that shows we're actually making progress. The need continues to outpace our resources, but they say the services that we have are working to get people into housing at faster rates. We just need more. So they stress that we need more prevention measures in place to stop people from becoming homeless in the first place, and more affordable housing so those who are homeless have somewhere to go. The other thing to keep in mind is that this is really a snapshot. It's a single night, and officials told me that nearly 30,000 people experienced homelessness at some point during 2017, so it's a much bigger scope as a problem.
KUW's Kate Walters telling us about the latest numbers that inform us about King County's and Seattle's homelessness crisis and count. Kate, thanks so much.
Welcome.